¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. You are in for a special treat this evening, because this is day one of Fight Week. Make sure you subscribe if you're new to the channel. Shout out to my patrons and my channel members. Now, let the fight begin. Every 6 months, I take a week off to go into the woods to hunt. I mostly use the time away as a vacation, and really don't need any of the game I shoot. One small deer would be enough to stuff my freezer for a year, and any more than that would be a hassle to bring back. By chance, I met Old Man Kenny that lived in a rundown shack in the woods. Everyone calls him an old man, but he might only be around 40. It's the glaring resting eyes of his causing early wrinkles. He's a scary-looking bloke, but deep down, he's a nice guy. If I wanted to shoot one extra deer in the winter, I always let him have it. He breaks it down using every part of the animal possible. Old Man Kenny rarely goes into town. When he does, it's to not-so-secretly gift packages of game meat to the church so they can hand it out to the families in need. When Old Man Kenny didn't come into town for a few months, no one even noticed. He didn't have any family, and I was the only person who took the hike down to go and see him. I wasn't even aware anything was wrong until I nearly arrived at his shack in the woods. The entire hike, it felt off, as if someone was watching me. I had my hunting rifle with me, but I still felt as if I was in grave danger. The hike took extra long because I kept stopping when I heard a twig snapping somewhere close by. Something was not right about the woods. It was too silent. I heard birds, but only faintly off in the distance, as if they didn't want to get any closer. The wind blowing through the trees had an ominous feel to it. I shrugged the feelings off and kept walking towards where my friend lived. It was nearly sunset by the time that I arrived. On the outside, it didn't look any different from when I last visited there. The front door was open, and I thought that was strange. Animals got inside the shack already. No need to just invite them in. Kenny? I called out into the dark, empty building. Seconds passed, and I heard nothing. That wasn't unusual. Kenny started to spend less and less time at the old run-down place. The wood attracted moths and massive spiders. A tent would be better than this dump. I still called once again before letting myself inside. My heart sank when I saw the dust and how the floorboards were warped. The door just hadn't been opened for a few hours. Clearly from the water damage, it had been open for months. It could have been as long as 6 months I had been away if he slipped and broke his leg out in the woods right after I left. He could be long since dead. I didn't want to jump to that conclusion just yet. Maybe he just moved and didn't leave a note. I looked through the 2-room shack. No food remaining in the cupboards, and spiders took over most of the clear space. His chair by the fire and bed was ripped apart by mice. They gladly took over the soft materials left behind for their nesting. What made me convinced something awful happened was Kenny left behind his rifle. I picked it up. It felt extra heavy in my hands. It was time to notify someone who could help. It may already be months too late, but I couldn't just stay here. I had to try and get people out looking for my friend. I tried my cell phone, but the service was spotty at best. My calls to the forest ranger didn't even connect. I sent a few texts to the rangers and the sheriffs, setting it to keep trying to send the message until it got through. Placing my phone back into my pocket, I left the building, my stomach tight with stress. Once outside, I paused to look through the trees in front of me. I immediately got the feeling that tensed up my shoulders, as if unseen eyes were on me, and they did not want me there. In the setting sun, I thought I saw a white figure ducking behind a tree. I chalked it up to the nerves because I didn't hear anything, and it was too fast to really be certain. I knew I would need to camp out for the night. Walking along the trail in the dark just wasn't safe. I had a very poor sense of direction in the dark and didn't want to risk it. Yes, I wanted to get help for my friend, but he wouldn't want me to die while trying to do so. I could have stayed over at Kenny's abandoned place, but it felt like a dark omen. I would rather not be around. It was already dark when I found a place to camp. I quickly made up a fire, mostly hoping it would keep away the wild animals. It was a pain in the ass to set up the tent at night. It got done, and when the fire died down a little, I started to turn in. On my walk, I had seen trees with scratch marks in the bark. I stayed away from them, thinking bears were in the area. Although, the marks didn't quite look like any of the bear scratches I was familiar with. I put up my food before turning in, just in case. Once inside my tent, my stomach was fluttering too much to go to sleep. I stayed on my back, staring up, listening to the normal forest sounds at night. It was getting stuffy in my tent. It was a bit silly, but I didn't dare open the flap even a little. It wasn't my first time camping in those woods, but this time around, it felt strange. Not just because my friend was missing and presumed dead. The woods were not welcoming. Somehow, after a few hours, I drifted off to a restless sleep. I was startled out of my dream because I heard howling outside my tent. I sat up dozy and confused. There were no wolves in this area, and I was positive I dreamt the howling. Twigs cracked outside, and I slowly reached over to grab my rifle for protection. Someone had to be messing with me. It was either a bear outside or another camper. In the back of my mind, I hoped it was Kenny. I needed to go outside and check. It was the last thing I ever wanted to do, but I just had to go outside and see what was slowly circling my camp. Rifle in hand, I unzipped my tent. Sweat dripping down my face, stinging my eyes. My hands were shaking. I've never been frightened in the woods before. The air was simply sinister. There were no other words to describe it. I gripped my weapon tighter to get mentally prepared for whatever I saw outside. I would have preferred it to be a bear. I carefully got out of my tent and looked side to side, still sweating. I held my rifle with both hands. They shook so badly, I wouldn't even be able to fire straight. I needed to calm down, but what I saw made that impossible. Only a few feet from my tent, my eyes landed on a pale figure. It was crouched down behind a tree and hidden by bushes. I only saw it when it raised a head, with thin, stringy hair up, and it smiled at me. A no-lipped smile and sharp teeth was the only thing I could focus on. In my professional life, I had no problem firing people or yelling when mistakes were made. I was the one manager no one wanted to mess with. And yet, I turned into a pool of fear seeing that pale creature slowly standing up from its hiding spot. I did the thing I think most would. I ran, too scared to scream. Rifle still in my hand, but my mind so clouded by fear, I've forgotten it might be able to kill the pale thing. Running into the dark forest was not the best idea. I came back to my senses after I had already gotten myself lost. I stopped running, panting, drenching in sweat. My cell phone still in my pocket, but useless as ever. The battery was low, so I kept it in a sleep mode. I might need to later if I could find the road and a signal. Where I stopped, I saw more of those claw marks on the trees. There was a pale monster somewhere off in the woods, and I still needed to worry about bears on top of all of it. Great. I calmed myself down and double-checked my rifle was still loaded. If that thing came close again, I might be able to stay cool and collected enough to shoot it, or I may run off in the woods like a scared little girl again. I knew it was best to stay in one spot when you're lost in the woods, so you don't go further in and get so lost the rescuers can't find you. But I don't know how to deal with nightmare creatures chasing after you, and it was chasing after me. I didn't hear anything off in the dark trees, but deep down, I knew it was following me. I didn't grab a flashlight when I ran, but the moon was full, and the light good enough to see by. I debated on what to do. If I had my back up against a tree and waited until morning, I might be able to make it through the night. I found a decent-sized tree and backed up against the rough bark, rifle at the ready. I only stayed like that for a few minutes, when the mental image of the creature creeping around the tree and grabbing me freaked me out so much I stepped away. Not once in my life have I ever felt this helpless before. Rustling off to the side made me jump. A flash of white made me start moving again. My mind could be playing tricks on me, but I couldn't take that chance. I now knew what that feeling I had the moment I entered these woods. I was being hunted. Even if I made it until morning, my cell phone didn't work. I might not make it out of these woods. I ran away from my supplies. No one was expecting me back for another week. A week was a long time to spend lost even without the extra bonus of having something chasing after you. I needed to stay ahead of the creature, and then I could worry about finding water and a way home. I walked, branches slapping my face as I kept changing directions, whenever I saw a flash of white off in the distance. There was a chance it was hurting me somewhere, but I couldn't do anything about it. Every time I saw the brief hints of that white face grinning at me in the distance, my fear spiked until I thought I couldn't take it any longer. I stumbled in the dark, face getting scratched by branches, and my clothing torn. With tears in my eyes, I finally stumbled into a clearing. I blinked, trying to see. I thought I recognized the area. Rubbing my eyes until they were clear, I felt some hope for the first time in that night when I found myself to be on the trail right behind Kenny's shack. The building wasn't much, but it could protect me a little bit from the creature I was running from, and I did leave Kenny's rifle behind. Having two might help. More hope came to me when I thought that he may have something to reload mine with if needed. Hurrying along with a new purpose, I nearly made it to the back of the shack. My nerves on end, I jumped when I heard a footstep behind me. Swinging around, I didn't see the creature, but a stranger peeking out from a tree. I let out a sigh of relief. I didn't know him, but it was another human that could help me. "Do you have a working phone? I got lost and..." I was stuttering, my mouth dry. I couldn't tell the man I was really running from a strange creature in the woods and wanted to call an entire SWAT team if possible. I was so clearly freaked out of my mind, but the man didn't react. He had a look on his face that started to make the fear creep back into my chest. I didn't understand why he was looking at me as if I was a tasty snack in the woods.
Hello, can you help?" I asked, all hope fading.
He gave me one last dark look and went behind a tree. I heard rustling and the sound of fabric ripping, when something came out from the other side of the tree. It was not the man I had seen before. It was a wolf. An honest-to-God wolf. Its limbs looking a bit longer and mangly, but still deadly. I took a few steps back and leveled my rifle, trying to get ready to shoot. Was this thing a pet of his? Even after all the evidence, my brain refused to connect the dots. Red eyes from the beast flashed in the darkness. It let out a small growl from deep in its chest, and my hand shook so badly I almost dropped my rifle. I had to make this one shot count. I needed to deal with this wolf and worry about the pale creature after. One lucky shot would save my life. When I heard more noises,
I realized how wrong that line of thinking was. Countless red eyes looking at me from the darkness. My entire body felt numb. More sets of these terrible eyes came closer silently through the trees and bushes. I was surrounded and never even knew it. The wolf before me expected no fight. I decided then to go down trying to take one of them with me. The beast in my sights, I held my breath getting ready to fire. When a blur of white came out of the trees and latched itself onto the wolf. They both let out horrible screeches as a brawl broke out. The pale creature attacked the wolf, pale long limbs wrapping around and clawing at whatever it could. In a few seconds, both parties were injured but didn't look like they were going to slow down at all. The other beasts in the woods paused to watch the fight. The pale monster was tossed aside and rolled to my feet. I stared down at it, looking over the terrible wounds. A ragged pair of torn jeans was hanging off of its thin frame. My throat caught because I recognized those jeans. The back pocket had been patched up by the flower pattern. Kenny ripped his jeans and didn't feel like fixing them. As a joke, I repaired it in the most embarrassing way possible. The flower patch job didn't even faze old man Kenny. My face twisted into a distraught expression. "Kenny?" I asked in a small, shaking voice. The thing tensed up hearing my voice. It looked over its shoulder to meet a pair of black eyes with mine. This creature without lips and pale skin looked nothing like my friend, and yet I was certain it was him.
"Run!"
The voice was crackly and barely audible. Without any hesitation, I raised my rifle and shot the wolf in front of us between the shoulder blade. I hoped for the head, but I would take what I could get. Then, I turned and ran down the pathway, leaving the wolves and the pale creature behind. I heard the ensuing fight. I did not stop my mad dash or look back. Whatever happened to my friend in those past months turned him into something no longer human. I knew if anything else came across him, he would have devoured them. The last remaining human emotion kept him from killing me. He kept an eye on me the entire time I was in the woods. He was watching over me while I was at my camp, and even directed me back to the path I knew. Tears came to my eyes, and I refused to slow down. Kenny gave up his life to save me. At least, I was pretty sure he couldn't take a pack of wolves on his own. The only way to repay him was to stay alive. I ran until my body felt like it was going to fall apart. Every muscle was burning, and my chest felt like molten lava. I still ran. I needed to get back to my truck and cover in the entire day hike before those monsters caught up to me. By all rights, I should have died. While running, I slipped and smashed my head on a rock. Darkness overtook me. When I woke up, I heard voices and a blinking light caused instant pain to shoot through my head. I groaned and needed a while to figure out what was going on. My Texas finally went through, and the park ranger just found me in the middle of the path with a nasty cut and dried blood on my head. I was helped out of the woods, and I was sent to the hospital to get checked out. I told them about seeing something, and getting so spooked I took off running in the night. I doubted my own memory of the monsters in the woods, and didn't think anyone would believe me. They never found old man Kane's body. I heard they did find a large corpse of an animal that they had burned right away, suspecting it was some sort of disease. I changed my mind about the rangers not believing me. Rather, they knew things about the woods, but would never admit to it. I still mourn about my old friend. Even if he had lived through the wolf attack, he was no longer the person I knew. The only way I could repay his sacrifice is to keep living. And I am a little bit nicer to my coworkers. The sudden personality change sort of freaked them out, though.